Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Shell's 3 Cents, and I am your host, Michelle Murray. So today we're going to have a little different format. I usually jump right in there with the news and what's going on with the world. But you know what? Today we're not going to do that. Today we're just going to jump right into our subject, mindset, okay? Mindset strategies. Mindset matters, okay? So I skipped the news because, let's be real, some of y'all, after you hear what's going on in the world, your mindset is shot. It's just gone. So I didn't even want to go there today. But I do want to talk about the single most important factor that influences our success, okay? And whether that is personal or professional, it's mindset, okay? It's mindset. Because what we think about consistently, it has a direct impact on our behavior. And not the other way around. Our behavior doesn't impact the mindset. And lots of people will tell you that, but there's actually science behind this. What you think about consistently has a direct impact on your behavior. So it's very important that we get this fundamental ingredient right. Okay, a seemingly small thing that makes a huge difference, okay? Mindset. Mindset accounts for the primary distinction between those who succeed and those who do not, okay? And if you are serious about achieving success in any area of your life, whether it's career or personal, whatever, you have to learn to master your mindset. And, yeah, as we left, you know, the month of December in 2020 and headed on into January 2021, yes, this has been a soapbox of mine because I'm so tired of people wallowing in victimhood and that I can't. And, you know, just being stuck in lack and not enough and not valuable enough, not worthy. No. Let's go into this new year with a better mindset, okay? Let's go into the rest of our lives with a better mindset, okay? Because I'm absolutely, hands down, your mindset, that is going to impact your success above anything else that you could ever do. So what I want to do first, I want to hit some of the key reasons. Well, why does mindset impact us, you might ask? And then I'm going to go back and give you some tools, I guess, to put into your tool bag. But let's talk about developing healthy self-esteem. Let's talk about that. So to successfully accomplish any worthwhile feat, person must feel capable of achieving it. Doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. You have to feel capable, okay? So self-esteem is born of this internal dialogue that informs how we perceive and evaluate our worth, okay, either positively or negatively. It also frames our self-concept, which is kind of like the comprehensive view that we have about ourselves, okay? So mindset, a strong and positive one, is essential to developing healthy self-esteem. Okay, it's an important tool that affects our daily self-dialogue, and it reinforces our most intimate beliefs, attitudes, and feelings about ourselves. So become the gatekeeper of your mind and plant seeds of positivity and inspiration instead of just criticism and doubt. And this is why it's really important we do this with our children and our grandchildren too. You know, now, I'm not talking about rewarding them just because they breathe air, but, you know, encouraging them to try, letting them know they're worthy, and teaching them, you know, let's live in abundance instead of lack. And in order to do that, we got to be positive. Don't be the glass half empty kind of folks. We need to teach ourselves that and our babies. We should be doing that, okay? And I know sometimes it's not always the easiest thing in the world to formulate a winning perspective, but we have to. If you're going to succeed, because I tell you what, when it comes to success, there are few things more valuable than perspective, okay? How we choose to attach meaning to events and even circumstances, right? It has a profound effect on, just as I said a minute ago, whether we view our glass as half full or half empty. Does anybody follow Tony Robbins? Any of you that are listening, you follow Tony Robbins? Because he is famous for his viewpoint on this topic. And, you know, and you've probably heard him say, nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning we give it. Let me say that again. Nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning we give it. Think on that. I agree. That's deep. Okay. So the truth is that mindset has everything to do with perspective. Okay. I used to tell my soldiers when I was in the Army, you know, perception is reality. That's something that, you know, military people, that's something we know about, right? So perception is reality. A person's perspective places, you know, a definition on something, places how they view, you know, something, right? So mindset absolutely has everything to do with somebody's perspective. Our foundational beliefs, attitudes, really and honestly, even our biases naturally affect the way we process information and the way that we experience the world around us. So having an optimistic mindset increases the likelihood of forming a winning perspective and achieving long-term success. Okay, long-term. It's easy to have some wins, you know, in the short term, but long-term, that's what, you know, we really need to cultivate our mindset if we want to have those long-term successes. You know, and with that, we kind of have to, I guess you call it, harness our drive, if you will, okay? So drive is that unwavering determination to achieve an important objective, okay? It includes the process of developing a vision for success and engaging in sustained effort over time. Without drive, achieving most goals would be difficult at best. Okay, if you don't have that drive and determination, it's going to be really hard for you to do anything, including just getting out of bed in the mornings, okay? So your mindset, that's critical to your drive. So with the power to direct focus and encourage commitment to higher purpose, it can easily urge someone to challenge the status quo and push past those comfort zones. Okay, people with drive, listen, they are self-motivated and they are constantly striving to accomplish more, right? They don't waste time complaining about their circumstances or how poor they are, how broke they are, how unworthy they are, how inept they are. No. Instead, these people, they work with conviction to improve all that stuff. They don't have enough money, so they look for ways to go get the money. They get a part-time job. They sell cupcakes. They sell tamales. They do whatever, you know. If, you know, they don't think they're skilled enough, they go take some classes. They watch some YouTube videos. You know, they don't sit around and complain. They improve what they need to improve so that they can reach their goals. And that doesn't mean they're not going to face adversity, because they absolutely will, but then they have to face adversity. They can't run and hide from it, right? Because no matter what goal that you seek to achieve, I promise you, the path to your success is going to be bound to include some degree of adversity, okay? Nobody has it easy, not even, you know, Elon Musk. He doesn't have it easy. You know, all the rich people in the world, believe me, they didn't have it easy. You know, all those Olympian athletes, they didn't have it easy. You see them basking in all the glory, but what you weren't there for was all the adversity. And every time they, you know, they fell on their face or something didn't go right and they had to learn from it, right? So if you want to get through the rough patches, you're going to need to develop thick skin and learn to face each challenge head on. And this, my friends, this is where mindset plays a critical role, okay? Adversity tests, oh my goodness, adversity tests one's mettle to the core. I'm telling you, it will test you. But after facing an extreme hardship, okay, a person, they might feel justified to have that defeatist mentality, right? And for some people, you know, it can feel like, you know, I don't know, that it's just super easy. It's easier to be defeated than to keep trying. So they do, and they don't find that success, okay? Yet, the capacity to move through the fire, right, to get knocked down and not knocked out, that's going to be a true testament to the power of a resilient mindset. Because that's what it's all about, folks. It's all about resiliency. All about resiliency. Now, all this mindset stuff, right? All of this is a process to achieve whatever our underlying goals are, okay? And goal setting is a multifaceted process, not like some New Year's resolution that just says, I'm going to do this thing, but then there's no plan to get there, right? That's why a lot of New Year's resolutions fail, because they just say, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. But there's never any mention of a plan to eat healthier, you know, exercise more, and do any of the things that they need to actually do. So people fail because they don't have a roadmap to get there. But when we goal set, it is a multifaceted process, you know, with a roadmap on how to get there. And, you know, achievement usually is the most obvious indicator of our success, of reaching our goals. But nevertheless, without the proper mindset, you may not get that far, okay? You may not get that far. An undertaking that easily eludes even the most well-intentioned individuals, okay? Achieving a goal requires more than just kind of what I call a lukewarm desire to succeed, okay? You can't be lukewarm, okay? You got to be hot. So mindset is where the rubber meets the road, okay? So taking a step further, mental toughness is what determines whether someone will dig deep and work through hardships to succeed or simply just claim defeat. Because I don't know if you are this person, but we certainly all know someone who's that person. They claim that defeat. They accept it and they are proud of it and they don't care who doesn't like it. They claim that defeat, okay? But if that's, you know, you want to be the opposite of that, you're going to have to exercise some courage, okay? You're going to have to engage in sustaining effort over long periods, you know, sometimes years and years and years, okay? And you are going to have to leverage self-talk, okay? That's what I call it, self-talk, to move through each pivotal phrase before you ultimately accomplish that underlying goal, okay? So I want everybody to ask yourself right now, are you ready to get results? Are you ready to stop living in lack and go ahead and move toward abundance and start achieving some of your goals and your dreams and your visions abundantly this year, right? Let's go for it. I just held the Fired Up Conference and I was like, let's get fired up. Let's do this. And that's what I would say to you. Are you ready to command your results? And I would say if you're listening in today, you are. You're interested in doing something. So, you know, I want you to make a conscious decision to master your mindset. Okay, master your mindset and start reaching for greater success. And not just because, oh, it's a new year, but even beyond. Like this is a new life. This is not going to be a new year. This is going to be new life, okay? Totally new life. You know, building plenty of new habits. That's what we have to do. Just we have to build these good habits. And again, you know, sometimes like I tell my kid, you're the only book that some people might read. So what that means is you're the only example that some people may have. Okay, you're the only example that some people may have. So, you know, people are watching. If you're living in defeat all the time, the people around you are watching. Your loved ones are watching. Your children are watching. You know, and so you want do it for them. You know, kind of like what's your why? Because you know the truth is our success it extends far beyond any of us for the most part. You know, and ego. I know ego plays a little bit in there, but you know, if you don't love yourself enough to do it for yourself, do it for those around you. You know, maybe you can do it for your wife, do it for your husband, do it for whomever, but just do it. Just do it. It's so important to just, you know, take that first step. If you can just take that first step, I promise you, life is going to change. Life is going to change. It's absolutely going to change, you know. So, and also this mindset that I'm focused on, right? That's what we call having a growth mindset, right? A growth mindset. Think of a plant that grows, right? It's in its little planter or, you know, wherever you have it, a water bottle, wherever you have it. But it grows and it outgrows that little tiny space it was in, right? So think of a growth mindset kind of like that, right? Think of it as something like that where you outgrow that current station where you are and you expand, right? And you really start fulfilling your potential, okay? Because potential can be measured. But, you know, I tell people, and I did talk about this at the Fired Up conference, potential means you haven't done anything, okay? Potential means you haven't done anything. It's all bottled up inside of you, and you've done nothing with it. Not a thing. So you don't want to be that person who just has all this limitless potential. And then, you know, you get to the end of your life, and what have you actually done with it? Not a single thing. So, you know, don't let that be you. Absolutely don't let that be you. And there's lots of books for lots of different types of mindsets. You know, we got the millionaire mindset and all these different things we hear about. But what I would tell you is just start simply. Start simply by having a growth mindset, you know, because if you can have that growth mindset, that means you're always learning, right? And you're increasing your competence. You're going to increase your performance. You're going to increase your enjoyment, really, in everything. But one of the key things is you decrease your negative emotion, okay? You're going to decrease your negative emotion. And once you learn how to master that negative emotion and decrease it, you're going to find your life so different. Your life is going to be so, so different. You're going to see success that you never imagined versus when you had a fixed mindset. Because that fixed mindset, with that, that's talking about being fixed in place, being kind of like stagnant, right? That means you don't, you know, maybe you don't think you're smart enough. So, well, you certainly shouldn't waste money on a class because you're not smart enough, right? That's what that fixed mindset would tell us. You know, you're not good enough, you know, and certainly you can't get better. That's what that fixed mindset tells us. But, you know, you don't want that. You want that growth mindset that is going to focus on learning instead of how you feel, okay? You might not feel so smart, but you know that if you go take a class, you can improve your competence, okay? You know, you want that growth mindset that is going to kind of help you pay attention, if you will, to ways to self-motivate, okay? Think of this mantra. Your parents probably told you this, or a grandparent, or a teacher. Somebody probably told you that the harder it gets, the harder you should try. Somewhere in your life, I know you've heard that. The harder it gets, the harder you should try. That is so true, my friends. That is so, so true. The harder it gets, don't give up. You know, you may very well bend, but don't you ever break. You won't break. You won't break unless that's what you want to do, right? And as cliche as it is, where there's a will, there's a way, spot on, absolutely spot on. And let me tell you, when you have this growth mindset and you're not just fixed in place, your self-esteem will soar because you learn to believe in yourself, okay? You learn to believe in yourself. And also with that growth mindset, we know, right? When we have a growth mindset, we know that effort is just a necessary part of success. So no task is too menial. We don't shun the work. We don't say it's too hard. We don't say it's too much. No, because we know it's a necessary part of success. You know, but those with a fixed mindset, those are the folks that will say, oh, this is too much. I give up. This is stupid. You know, I just, what did I get myself into? I don't even want to be bothered. And again, they start kind of focusing on their lack of ability, whereas with a growth mindset, you're going to focus on the effort. Okay, and if one particular type of effort isn't working, people with a growth mindset, okay, they say, well, next, what else? What other type of effort can I put into here, right? you know, and also I just want to say, like, with that fixed mindset, what happens is when you have that fixed mindset, you keep using the wrong strategy when faced with a problem, okay? You keep using the wrong strategy because, you know, you think everything's out of your control. You're a victim. It's everybody else's fault. So you're not going to really try to think about solutions because, well, you're a victim. You know, life just happens to you. So what happens is with a fixed mindset, you wind up disengaging from the problem until you give up, okay? But again, with that growth mindset, okay, folks with this mindset tend to generate other and kind of like new ways to do things. Again, if one way doesn't work, then they try some other. That term, thinking outside the box, people with a growth mindset do, right, to solve problems. They're the people who are going to tell you, what box? I don't even see a box, so I'm not thinking inside of anything, okay? So you definitely, listen and live it. We're in a pandemic, so we absolutely need to have a growth mindset. You know, maybe you can live in victimhood for a day or two or three, but after that, no, it's time to pivot. It's time to re-strategize. It's time to rethink things, you know, and push forward. You got to push forward, okay? We've already had right at a year in a pandemic, and I know for some people it can be really rough, really hard, really tough to keep the proper mindset. But it's imperative. We have to encourage each other, and we have to, you know, keep that growth mindset and remember that, you know, it's possible to still find success. It's possible to still find success, okay? Absolutely possible. So that was kind of what I wanted to talk about today. It was just, let's have the right mindset about things as we approach this new year. I want everybody to find much success, much enjoyment in this next year. I still want you to wear your mask, though, and be safe. And don't send me any nasty hate mail because you don't wear your mask. If you don't wear your mask, okay, that's fine. Don't you send me your hate mail. But please be cautious out there. COVID is real. I'm not saying you need to live in fear, but COVID's real, okay? So as we deal with that, as we live in a world with COVID, you know, we can still press on and find success. We can still have goals. We can still have dreams. We're just going to have to remain positive and re-strategize a lot of things. A lot of things, all right? It's not going to look perfect every day. It's going to be a lot of hard work. It really is. But it's so worth it. Your quality of life, your satisfaction in life will be so much greater. Your stress levels will go down. When you start achieving your goals and your dreams, you know, and you'll find your happiness increases. But really, your stress level definitely goes down, right? And as your career goals are achieved, right, and you're having more financial stability and success, right, because success isn't always about being rich. Sometimes success is just, you know, figuring out how to not live paycheck to paycheck, right? So whatever it looks like for you, as you can think outside the box and have faith in yourself, as you start achieving these dreams, and like I said, you know, if you can go from living paycheck to paycheck to not living paycheck to paycheck, or if you can go from, you know, 5 figures a year to 6 figures a year, or 6 figures a year to 7 figures a year, that's going to mitigate your stress. It's going to relieve some of that stress on you. You know, if you were worried about bills or this or that or whatever, right? It takes some of that away. But I challenge everybody that's listening today, I invite you to link arms, you know, with your community, with the people around you, with yourself, and move forward in abundance and prosperity this year, okay? We got to have that mindset that no matter what's going on, we're still going to prosper. No matter what's going on, we're still going to live in abundance. No matter what's going on, we're going to be okay. We're going to be all right, you know. Get that mindset, increase your mindset, and watch and see if you don't have a prosperous new life. Not a new year, but a new life, okay? So that's all I wanted to talk about for today. Please tune in later this week. We've got some other really great topics coming up. But hard work. Hard work is one of the mantras for this year. I'll leave you with that. Have a great day, and I'm Michelle Murray, your host for Shells 3 Cents.
Look, work hard and play hard, and you will succeed.
Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come.
I'm on the beach in my memory, cool life living, like it's a blessing to be. To see how many friends I've grown and have surrounded me. That's cause I'm doing something not, and I'm glad to be. Living the rich life really is about to see. Young man with a dream, which I really see. Looking forward to the money, not just for a piece. I know it's hard when your baby out on the street. Breaking rules, but that's really not the least. It's that she's growing up, why most she's trying to come up. What you need to know, she's helping you get rich and come up. See what's up, I have a plan for you both. Just look up and hold up. Check it, it's all worth life living. Understanding and forgiving. Going to church every day and I stand it. Why mama on the knees, son now selling weed. But a plan is all you need for y'all to succeed.
Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come. Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come.
My son is doing his research and what I'm doing great. Trying to figure out a plan to be in better shape. Next thing you need to do is get up off your feet. Why you was breaking rules, but that's not the least. Some like it's termination, living with no information. Mom, listen up, you need determination to your confirmation. Go out and find yourself the best plan. Money, car, check, and all, see, that's a trend. It shows you know how much you want it, and the feeling's great. Now you're living in a condo in a real estate. Then to be a help to yo and me. Go sit back, relax, eat snacks, and watch the trees grow. Watch the baby grow and the bee love. That's why you're standing strong, transformed from young to grown. Wish you can't tell him, it's just a way to go. Live long and nothing go wrong. See, it's a typical, that's how it goes.
Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come. Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come.
Life been moving forward, it can be a total fun. That's why you give it all you got, was really worth a ton. Money don't come easy, I'ma have to give it all. So when that G is the best, you better beat them all. One thing you need to do is never give up, because you can come back and beat the World Cup. What makes a man to a kid is never giving up. For your whole family, friends, never to give it up.
Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come. Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come.
So now they came up, living me not giving up. Mission impossible, so now they get to live it up. And the feeling's great, so now they get to cash out. Mom's in a better shape, son is living out. He's doing great, and he basically not giving up. See, hold your head up, and you can live it big yourself. With money don't mean nothing, nothing, you can have it all. It just takes time and mentality to get it all.
Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come. Hard work pays off in the long run, and if you work hard, you can get the job done. Overcome and achieve in the long run. Wait till you next up, you don't come.
Yeah, yeah. It's time, man.